Africa. On Everyday Living Affairs, from the African perspective. Ujivo, na Radio Student.
Good morning, Slovenia. You already know the time for the show. Here we are to the Africa program. A second, please. I'm having an aircon. All right. Okay. I'm sorry for that. A little bit of problem of technology. So, okay. Once more again, good morning in Slovenia. My name is Ross George. Welcome to our program, 2 Year Africa, where we talk about Africans and prospective affairs in this world. So, as we all know, we are trying to cover in all the major, problems or the major topics which are more common and famous in Africa. As we all know, we did cover things like racism, we did cover things like African accesses, we did cover things like who's an African, who's an European. You know, we did cover a lot of stuff on this program. But today we're trying to a little bit change from the way to keep on looking on Africa. How is it so poor and why is it so crying? You know, all this stuff about Africa, what people they talk about. Right. Today we're going to talk about development in Africa. Yeah, this is what today's topic. It's going to try to put it in short. It contains a lot of things inside. But we know we're always trying to make it simple to our listeners outside there, you know, like to make it a little bit of serious and a little bit of party. You know, this is what we do in our program, 2 Year Africa, alongside with our radio student. This is what we do. So let's not waste time today. As I said, our topic today is focusing on development in Africa. What do we need to do for Africa to look like a modern continent? What do we should be done for Africans to feel good, not to depend from the Western countries? And what exactly do we need to talk to? You know, so if we know that this is what we need, this kind of development in Africa, whom do we need to lay our problem, and who are the listeners and who are the controllers of development in Africa, if there are any? If they are not, okay. If they are, okay, it's still the same. But the main thing is just like to focus in development in Africa. You know, we know in Africa we have a beautiful land which is ready, need to be development. You know, we had African fruits, we have everything in Africa which we can make. We know we got bushes in Africa where you go to the bush, you find out there is a bush fruit which we can produce a juice, you know, like mango or something else, you know. Okay, these are all ideas we want to find out. How do we need to develop in Africa? So, okay, a little bit of funny and a little bit of serious. So, meantime, I'm going to give a song and then we're going to have our two guests. They will be live with us on the Radio Student and we'll be trying to find out what exactly do we need to get Africa moving and not to depend on Western countries and people think that only Western can make Africa happy. Okay, so meantime, I'm going to give you a song, and then our song is a very, very nice song about happiness. You know, I'm a happy guy, a little bit of fun and a little bit of serious. Okay, all right, here we go. Hear the song.
Kwa yangu ya pera nishinga mira iwewe, kwa yangu ya pera.
The song is coming from a guy from Zimbabwe, which called System Tajida. The guy passed away sometimes after a long illness. He's all talking about, you know, to get married to somebody and not to divorce somebody, and just to make sure when you fall in love with somebody, it always remains the reality of best true love and not to hate each other. Okay, so let's not forget again today, our main topic is all about development in Africa. As I'm seeing some good stuff which they're showing up about development in Africa and education and economic system of development in Africa and the rural areas and etc. So, okay, give another warm-up. We're still waiting for getting ourselves to our main topic and to see what is going on. We're going to give you another song which is coming from Knox. It's a very another good song which is saying, guys, let's get ourselves together and be ourselves. Yes, let's hear from Knox.
Eyes and Roses.
Kune type,
yeah my baby.
Type,
yeah my baby. Type, you know what? Singa de kulara bamba Friday. Type, yeah kubawa. Singa de kusuka ne kuwacha.
Boys rango tererai. Nothing do kuti pirai. Kuneva skana very tricky. Very tricky vane style atiri siki. One skana nukurova mari. Siyana na ye. Two skana singa farire mu kitcheni. Siyana na ye. 3 skana yana peka chisara akashamaka kunesiya na na ye 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 singaro reke
taike my baby singaro reke taike no wa singa de kulala pamba friday taike kubao singa de kusuka ne kuacha
Machinda ndipe iyo nzeve Chimo ndanyorera imi Siva kune type Zino kwana 12 Gara waziva sazunyura Muskana noda zvinhu Sechanga nibekisiya nana ye Muskana anongo koshesa Madzake chete siya nana ye Asinga bike I know demand I take away every day.
Kuna taike my baby.
Oh,
isinga roreke. Taike my baby.
Taike my baby.
Isinga roreke.
Isinga roreke.
Taike no wa. Isinga de kulala pamba Friday.
Isinga de kulala pamba Friday.
Taike kubao.
Taike kubao.
Isinga de kusuka ne kuwacha.
Kuna taike, kuna taike, kuna taike.
Isinga roreke.
Type in no tauri samukomi. Type in no daka make a life cake state. Type in no pika kutayende kumusha. Type in no gaya kutipese iri right. Type in singa feyaka kutikana. Type in no puta fojga jese nembanje.
Yes, welcome back to our program To Africa, and I hope our guests are ready somewhere out there. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, whom do we have on the other side?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Hello, Papa K, how are you?
I'm cool, man.
Yeah, cool. Good morning. How do you feel this morning in a sunny, beautiful day?
It's a nice day, but I think we will be raining today, you know.
There's some good news and some bad news about the weather. Okay, just hold on. Hello, another side. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay.
Just a second. Hello, other side?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Bishop. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good,
good
man.
Good, good. Did you go to church today, Brother Bishop? Did you pray for us today?
Yeah, man, I pray for everybody. I pray for Slovenia.
In short, okay. To welcome our guest us today, so I would like first guest us, which is Papa K, please to introduce yourself and to let a little bit about yourself, and then we go on to Bishop again. So, hello, Papa K, go ahead, please.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, can just in short introduction, yeah.
I'm Kingsley Madueke, known as Baba K.
Mm-hmm.
I live here in Slovenia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say a very good morning to the good people of the Slovenian Republic.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to contribute in in this great topic, which is development in Africa.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Okay, next guest, Brother Bishop, can you quick and introduce yourself as we going on to our main topic today, please?
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Just a short, quick introduction. Just say, you know, about you, and then we get into the main topic.
Hello. I am Ezwane, known as Bishop. And I live in Slovenia, and from Nigeria. I use this opportunity to say good morning to Slovenia, and I'm looking forward to this program this morning. It's really a nice thing to be looked at about African development, which is ongoing now. So I'm really pleased to be a guest.
Okay, thank you very much. Right, so let's not waste time and just let's jump inside to the main topic. Right, guys, you heard we're talking about development in Africa. So, guys, I mean, tell me, what need to be done? I mean, we know Africa got a lot of stuff. We got, you know, access, we have resources, we have, I mean, all the kind of things which we need. But how do we need to develop Africa? I mean, if you have an idea, okay, education system is being development, but still is going up and down. We need to make it strong. And manufacturing is still, you know, it's strong, but it's going up and down. Everything is not in a balanced way. So if you can, you know, give an idea, what do we need to development in Africa in case as some of us, if you need to go back home and to say, okay, I need to go and live back home, but I need to development back home. What do I really need to do so that I can say myself, I work something for my continent or for my country, you know? I mean, so I start with you, Papa K.
Oh, all right. It's development in Africa is a great deal and a very good topic to talk about. Africa, first of all, I think we have to be able to, Africa have to go away from letting the old issues of Africa hunting them on every day, because we are moving on with life, and colonialism and slavery, till today, most African countries still use it as an excuse of the failure to get up to standard of the way people are living now around the world, because world is a competition ground, you know, for each country or each continent, you know. And we have to, this is history, this is what happened, but we have to keep it in our heads, as Africa have to keep it in the head as something that already happened and can be able to move on and have it as history, you know. I don't agree in this kind of things stopping us from moving forward. In our own right, in Africa itself, we have a lot of things to do, which is kind of difficult, but I think we have the ability to make a stop to them.
As I said, a second, Papa, as you're saying, that is kind of difficult, but we have everything. So how do we need to break those barrels to make difficult for African to development? You know?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. First, we go from looking at corruption. Africa have to the government have to stop corruption. You know, because all the time they give the citizens excuses and blame our problems sometimes to the West. You know. We know we have problems with the West. Yes, politics is a dirty game and it's never truthful, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, our own leaders have to stand strong, try to do the little. We cannot say that the West is the problem for Africa, maybe Nigeria for not having a good road where cars can run. for not having steady electricity, you know, for not having a very good business platform for its own citizens, you know. We have corruption. We have to educate the young people to let them know what they're supposed to contribute to the society to make it a better one. You know,
just hold on.
We have to work hard to be able to promote human rights, to let people know that they are safe in wherever and whatever good they do in their own countries in Africa.
Just hold on. Let's hear from Bishop what suggestion is he having about development in Africa. What, Bishop, what do you think?
The problem about Africa and development about Africa is really, really something you have to look at in two ways, because Africa, we still have a big problem. And the first problem of everything in Africa is politics. Because I will say from north to south, south to east, east to west, we have total political failure in Africa, because our political elite, they never looked at the people they are being governed. They only look at themselves and all the political circle. They are all way to do, but the people they are ruling are still suffering. And when you come about development in Africa, Africa is being developed every day, but it's being developed by individual people. And only what government does is just to create their own ways of looting and create their own ways of excuses of their misfortune. And at the end of the day, I don't think Africa is supposed to be talking about colonialism anymore, or laying blames on Westerners. Because I know almost 70-80% of the countries in Africa, they have their independence now, more than 5 decades now. And they cannot have nothing to offer, and they are now blaming colonialism, which is very, very wrong to our leaders.
So Papa, you agree with that?
I mean, yeah, of course, this is one thing that I mentioned.
We cannot wave it completely.
We cannot wave it completely. Colonialism, slavery, we cannot wave it. It cannot just go away, you know. You have a Holocaust killing of innocent German people in innocent Israelis, Jews in Germany, which today we still know that this happened, and it's a horrible incident. But still, Israel always fighting today to move on. Development is going on in Israel every day. Things are new there, but always we have remembrance of the past, which is a very terrifying past, you know. And then Africa is the same. Colonialism, slavery is a very terrifying fact that cannot be forgotten, you know. We don't have to use it as a pillow to lie down and sleep without remembering that we have to stand up and move.
Okay, let's take a short break. We hear one song from Lucky Dube. You guys just keep on hold on like that, guys. You know, just one quick short break and just get some little bit of water so we can able to, you know, to express ourselves. So there's a song from Lucky Dube. Guys, don't go away. Keep on holding. So let's hear a song from Lucky Dube.
Reggae in the bathroom, reggae in the bedroom, reggae everywhere. Reggae in jail, reggae in church, everybody likes it. They tried to kill it many years ago, killing the prophets of reggae, destroying.
about somebody, sir, to hold aboard her. Respect the Rastaman, cause he's the only one left in Jah creation. Nobody can stop reggae. Nobody can stop reggae. Nobody can stop reggae.
Nobody can stop development in Africa. Nobody can stop development in Africa. Nobody can stop Africans to do what they want to do. Do you agree with me, brothers, or I'm wrong?
Yes, I hear you.
I mean, do you agree with me or I'm wrong? I mean, tell me.
I mean,
you know, a little bit of fun, a little bit of serious. This is how we do in our program, To Your Africa, you know. So, okay. We know we're saying about when we stopped before we went to our short break, we're talking about our leaders are the ones which are problematic leaders, are the ones who are misleading our countries, right? So, which means we are getting trust from our leaders, right?
Yeah.
So, which means we need to change the leaders. We need the new generation. We need their focus.
The problem is not only the leaders. The problem is not only with leaders. I think Mr. Bishop will agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
The citizens itself, the Africans, have a lot of things to do, to contribute, you know,
mm-hmm.
To the growth of the nation. Mm-hmm. Because we should, as fathers, mothers, mm-hmm. parents, should let their children know what it means to get an education, both formal and informal, you know,
okay.
about what is going on around them.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a quick I'm going to ask you guys one question. I mean, if just correct me, because I'm just searching for ideas and something like this. I know nothing. That's why we have this program, you know, development in Africa. Okay, if, for an example, let's say to places like other countries, which we find out they have a lack of education, you know, like teachers are shorting and there's no good stuff of education, how could they pass the message to those kids to let them know about development, or at least, I mean, the teachers are missing on classes, and the classes are not even there, and there's not even a school in that province, you know. So how will you pass this message? I mean, how to pass the message to the people who live in those communities, like, guys, we need a development, not to, you know, to support ourselves from, you know, Western. How could that be done?
George,
mm-hmm.
You see, what you just said now is just the problem in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And this problem, like I said before, is about our leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a leader a president of a country,
mm-hmm.
being a chief in command
mm-hmm.
of the whole country,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot provide electricity for your people, you cannot provide good water for your people, you
mm-hmm.
cannot provide good security for your people, you cannot provide good road for your people, then why are you there? What are you doing there? And every day you're making promises, promises, promises. And people are being suffering
mm-hmm.
with all of these things. At the end of the day, how can you say that you have a trust in your government when you don't have these basic needs?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when Africans started to enjoy the dividend of democracy, then you will see that the leaders will be trusted, the leaders will be praised. Like our foreign leaders, most of them, it's not that they are like a god or they are like saint. They still have their own little things under the cupboard. But Africans are not even to be put in any form of transparency
mm-hmm.
in terms of government.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
in terms of development by our own leaders. This is the problem that is surrounding the whole problem in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
People have been developing Africa on their own individual efforts, and mm-hmm. government are putting a little bit of effort, but it's not what we're supposed to be seeing in this time that we are into, that
mm-hmm.
the whole world globally is booming,
mm-hmm.
while
mm-hmm.
Africa, we are still talking about electricity, talking about potable water, talking about good roads.
Okay, this a second. You know, in Africa, we have enough sun, so
yeah.
why can't we make a development about solar panel, as you said, like we have sun?
Judge, this is the question I have to put to these leaders, because these leaders, all of them studied in abroad, and all of them has more like dual citizenships, and all of them comes to Europe and America like 10 or 15 times in a year, and they know all of these things. They know about transportation. They know about speed rail. They know about ferry transportation. They know. Do you know that you go to Africa, the congestion you get in roads in Africa is like when you go out of your house in a day just to go like 10, 20 kilometers. It can take you half of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this problem? Transportation. And this thing is money. This thing is development. But the leaders, they cannot do it, because they have their own ways of stealing. They are comfortable. They are not there to govern. They are there to make themselves rich. They are there to okay, look, for example, I give you an example. Now, we are talking about Africa, but I give you an example about a country in Africa, which is Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria has the whole governors in Nigeria, they are not competing who is the highest private jet owner in Nigeria. And while some people in those states cannot even have a way to walk.
Mm-hmm.
There are flood everywhere. There are damages everywhere. And governors are now flying now on private jets, while citizens doesn't have a way, just even a transport to move around.
That's not development.
Do you understand what you're talking about?
Yeah, I understand.
This is the development in Africa is about for the politicians.
For them
they are being developed to top standards.
But the people,
the real people on the ground, they are still suffering for basic needs. This
mm-hmm.
is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
This is the real problem.
So what do you say, Papa K? As I said before, we have sun in Africa, we have resources in Africa. Okay, let's a little bit leave the government alone.
I understand your question.
So let's just focus. If we have sun, we have African bush fruits, you know, which we can buy a machine and squeeze and make a Fanta's juice, which it comes from, I don't know, one bush in Africa called, I don't know, one fruit. Is it that not possible to be done?
You one thing you have to know is that, first of all, you have to know that there are policies governing all these things, because it's not just like as it seems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is this, like I said before, and I think Bishop to mention something
mm-hmm.
like that,
mm-hmm.
Corruption, yeah?
But no,
corruption.
Wait. Let's try to leave corruption.
Yes.
Let's try
yes.
to leave corruption aside, you know. So we
you
all know
cannot,
that...
We cannot leave corruption aside, because it's corruption that affects all these
So which means there is no development
we are talking about, you know.
So which means
development in Africa is being hindered today by corruption and violence. And violence at the same time comes from corruption. Corrupt people put instability in countries for people not to see, to think about only their safety, but not about how will they live a good life.
Okay.
We have intellectuals outside Africa,
mm-hmm.
who are respected, mm-hmm. around the world, mm-hmm. in the Western countries,
mm-hmm.
for what they contribute, mm-hmm. to make the nations moving.
Mm-hmm.
But these people have not been guaranteed safety, mm-hmm. to be able to come home to establish and give the best of their profession to the countries where they belong in Africa.
But, and then
there is a competition going on, you know.
But,
and we have to wake up. We cannot depend on food aid. I don't know on help from outside government,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to do our to do the things that we are supposed to do. Africa has been existing longer than many other continents, you know.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Yeah, I know.
And for that reason, I don't see why we should be behind,
mm-hmm.
in things that are going on. And I will always blame this on politicians, you know, because one bad thing about African politicians is that when you try to do the good thing,
mm-hmm.
to be able to push the continent itself forward, they try to put you off. They try to cut you off. Because they don't want their illegitimate ways and their, mm-hmm. corruption to be exposed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
And this is the fight we are on still today. But at the end of the day, what I said is that the most important thing is for parents, mothers and fathers, even if we still don't have that opportunity for formal education,
mm-hmm.
that is reaching everyone, middle and the poor class Africans,
mm-hmm.
who are suffering from, mm-hmm. educating their children,
mm-hmm.
in the formal education, should know that there is always a way that a parents, mother and father, should try to raise their child and try to give them show love to their, mm-hmm. children, and should try to teach them informal education,
mm-hmm.
on how,
mm-hmm.
to understand the community, the country, the continent where they live, mm-hmm. more better.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a short break, then when we come to our last part of the show, and then, okay, is it okay? Guys, don't go away. We're going to hear another beautiful song, and then it's coming from Winky D. Here we go. Stay there, guys.
Thank
don't go
you.
Away.
Play us some music.
Charas.
Some of them bad boys claim that they stop with fire, but we say, we are going to burn them vampire. Them a liar. Jesse Ting, going to say, yo.
Are you going to chando? Moto, hey, wakuda kubira moto msa uporonge wakuda kubeba moto, hey, wakuda kubira moto msa.
welcome guys back to our program 2 Year Africa alongside the radio student. A little bit of funny, a little bit of serious, guys. You agree with me?
Yeah, good music.
Thank you very much. It's such a beautiful day, you know, on a Sunday, waiting for the rain. And, you know, we always try to keep everybody up late. You know, if you've been partying last night, we give a little bit for you to warm yourself as a Sunday, you know, to cool your hangover down, you know. So, okay, right. It's all about life, you know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. So, okay. As we are coming to our final part of topic, as we are talking about development, Africa, it's a lot of stuff, you know, we need to talk about. But right now, guys, what I want to ask you guys, right, we blame our leaders, we blame them to come and, you know, terrorize Africa. You know, we are blaming everybody, you know. We blame our leaders, we blame these people came to Africa and colonized Africa, and then we end up blame ourselves that, you know, we are being manipulated. You know, we are not seeing a progress from each other side we are trying to go. You know, we are keep on blaming ourselves. But my many, you know, my many, many, many topics, like, what do we need to do for us not to keep on trying to say government or trying to say the West? So the community of Africans which are living inside, what does it really need to be done for them? They can say, okay, right, we don't care about this president. We now care only about development in Africa. So let's try to put these politics out. You know, they all play tricks on these games, but we want to focus people who are not politicians, who are not playing tricks with the world, the people who are suffering more, I mean, more or less. I mean,
You see, from what you are just saying now, this is what is really going on in Africa. People are being self-dependent because they looked upon the government for ages. Nothing is coming from government. And people are being industrious, being self-employed, having their own businesses and living their life to themselves and developing their areas and developing Africa in general. But in general, you cannot take government away from anything you are doing. You can't take politics away from anything you are doing, because politics is in whatever you are doing. At the end of the day, government must involve. You must pay tax. You must do this. You must do that. And all of this is politics. And they are the people that people are looking upon to change things around for the better. If you look at in Africa now, people have been developing Africa on their own. Individually, people are building Africa individually. And government are there still turning around with their bureaucracy, turning around, looting around, you know. So, but these things are going on, and we cannot let government out of these things. They are the ones in charge to turn things around in a bigger way, and they are the ones are there to give people security. They are the ones to create all these things for people to live a better life. This is why they are called government. This is why it is called politicians. And they are not there just only to steal and destroy. They're supposed to change
the situation
for the good, because this is why we got independent. We got Africans got independent to rule themselves and to live better life and to be like other continent, you know. Instead of drawing back, moving forward, and we are drawing back, which is a bad sign for African development. But so far so good. Africa is something to talk about today on the media. I don't see my so much happiness about Africa today is that I don't see too much negativity about Africa anymore on the media. Now they are now talking about development in Africa and good things coming to Africa. This is good sign, but the leaders have to change more. This is my own point.
Okay, Papa K, can you say something?
I will add to this.
I wanted just to say so, just a few words, so we are running out of time. That's quick, and then
all Bishop said. I agree with him, and to add to this point, I think always we cannot go any further with blaming the citizens, blame the government, and the government blame the West.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we have been going through this for a very long time. That is why I said that we have to stop the blaming game and do the development game, which is very important, which benefits African leaders have to understand that you will have grandchildren, great-grandchildren who will live in the land of Africa tomorrow to suffer when you are not there.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be the president forever. You cannot be the minister forever. You can only be as long as you are alive. Even if you are in control of your country as a president or prime minister, like you have in some African countries, somebody can be a president for 60 years in a country. Come on, the person is he the only person that
you know where I come from.
Country,
you know where I come from. You know where I come from.
Yes. So this type of mentality and this type of greed to sit on top of wealth and enjoy, even when people are dying in front of you, should stop in Africa. There must be democracy allowed, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And the government shouldn't fight. Political war, religious war, is what we are facing in Africa every day. Ethnic war. And this is destabilizing the continent itself, you know? Parties should come together, have one policy, which is what? If you have interest to develop a nation, the policies are almost the same. Only particles of them is different.
Okay. You know, guys,
you
know what, guys?
At the end of the day, it's the same thing we are going forward.
It's been a very, very nice. I hope we're going to continue this. But it's such a big topic, but you're running out of time, and then the engineers already kind of say me amen.
We can't finish the topic for even 10 years. So we talk what we can
talk today.
And leave the rest for tomorrow.
So we I hope you're going to... thank you very much, guys, for, you know, joining to this topic. And I hope you guys...
It's my pleasure.
You'll be there next time.
It's my pleasure.
Isn't it? And so when I say some last words, Papa K, and say for the audience...
Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you very much, Papa K.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys. One love. We need to spread the message and the leaders to do the right thing.
I hope you guys are going to meet up next time so we can talk more about development in Africa.
Yeah, we need to continue this topic, because it's going to make us a lot of good.
Thank you very guys and for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. From me, Ross George, I'm going to say thank you very much to our listeners. We are running out of time, and I'm going to give you a nice song which is coming from Patricia Majalisa and from the crew to Africa alongside Radio Student. We say thank you very much. Hvala lepa Slovenia, as I will say. In Upambo Movili, Drugic, and Zadanisi in Toito. Lepo Veselje Nedeljo. Adio, Rajo.
Africa. 2 year Africa. Oh. On Everyday Living Affairs from the African perspective. 2 year Africa. Ujivo na Radio Student. 2 year Africa.